Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. Well, it's been a busy week.
Nice.
2 points.
It went in?
Yep, it did.
Freedom-loving gun owners.
Yes, sir.
We are grossly outnumbered.
Grossly outnumbered.
In the Soviet Socialist Republic of New Jersey.
The million moms against everything is now planning to sue the state of New Jersey. We're
going they
to
talk already about did. That they later. Filed. They did. They filed a lawsuit with the Attorney General John Hoffman.
Wow.
It's funny. Loretta Weinberg wants John Hoffman's permission to do things in the legislature. Yeah. You know, she wants to override the executive branch, but now we have the million moms. We have a guest from Jersey City,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
That's how we say it in Jersey, by the way,
City.
Simon.
Simon Engel.
Simon Engel, is that correct?
That's correct.
See, you can't come on the show or send me a letter unless I can pronounce your name.
Yeah, that's, well.
Okay? If your name is lacking.
Severely
if your name
limits
is lacking
the number of guests.
Vowels, you can't come on the show.
There we go.
Let's talk about the top story right now. The Assembly, another dog and pony show on Friday.
Oh, Christy got the bill?
They flew in some parents of the
course.
Newtown tragedy.
Sure.
And, this is being done for the children. So our governor has on his desk the 10-round magazine bill, and he has 45 days to either veto it, let it pass, or sign it into law. We're asking everyone, go on anjrpc.org. There's a link to the governor's email. We just can't have an email address. It's at one of those autofill things. You have to fill it in, and there's also a phone number. I spoke to one of the women answering the phones. They are keeping a tally of the yays and the nays.
At the governor's office?
At the governor's office. And per Chris Kent and many other people, you do not have to be a resident of New Jersey to voice your opinion, because our governor is looking to become El Presidente in 2016. So he needs to hear this from everybody. Okay? Be respectful. Be nice. Remember, he did not write this and get this on his own office. That's our ignorant legislators that brought it up this far. So we have to be nice to Christie and call up and say, I'm opposing the 10-round magazine bill and I am opposing the transportation bill. And you can elaborate if you want, talk about your situation or whatever. But the girls that have answered this phone, I've called like 10 times and a male has not answered yet. So I think they brought in interns or something, to be honest. They all sound really young. They don't sound beat up like they've been working in the system for 30 years and they're like, oh, damn, another phone call, you know. They're on the phone like, governor's office. Yeah, they're temps. Governor's office, yes, I want to voice my opposition. No problem, sir. Have a nice day. I'm like, if the phone's been busy, yes, they've been busy and steady, sir. Have a nice day. I'm like, okay. I'm not used to someone from the government not manhandling me, you know?
You mean when you called up, they didn't?
This is true. They're happy
exactly.
to have a job.
In this state, they're happy to have
and
a job.
And you can jump in any time like that, Simon.
I think that I was surprised that they didn't say, good morning, Mr. Calandra. How are you?
You know, but on Christie's site, as Chris Kent put, he goes, as governor, I welcome input from those throughout the Garden State and beyond who are eager to share with me their thoughts, concerns, questions, and ideas.
So he really does mean beyond State. Because he's got his eyes on the prize.
Correct. And
he knows there's a 24-hour chef.
For you guys out of state, let me give you his phone number, okay? For the website, you can go to anjrpc.org. But for Christie's number, it's 609-292-6000. 609-292-6000. And we would really, really appreciate it if you would just call and voice your support or, and say that you're opposing these two bills. We really can use your help. All of our out-of-state listeners, we have a far, far reach now out of state. Simon, are you originally from New Jersey?
No, I'm originally from New York State.
Okay. Further north?
Yeah.
outside of Ithaca.
Oh, okay, so really it was freedom there.
Real
no.
freedom.
No?
Tompkins County is
Tompkins,
one of the worst one of the worst counties.
And now you're in Jersey City and you're going to share
just as bad.
She heard us talk with Knappen about the McGovern case, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. Couple of things. Another one of Bloomberg's mayors against illegal guns got in trouble.
Wow. Another illegal mayor got arrested.
Yeah, a female. North Miami Mayor Lucy Tondreau, a member of MAG, now facing federal crime charges, is scheduled 1 week from tomorrow in federal court, according to a report. Wire tapping and illegal wire transfers and everything.
Wow.
So
that's unusual.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's a kind of a gang of thieves when you stop and think of it. No wonder they're against guns.
You know, I want to discuss real quick. The state that we live in is bankrupt, right?
And yes. Well, it was a surprise. We had a $290 billion shortfall.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Oh, wow.
You know, he wants
10,000 people a day leaving this crap hole.
They're thinking about putting tolls on other highways in New Jersey, like 80.
Like Route 80, Route 78, Route 287.
Yeah, we're going to have tolls everywhere.
That's good.
But
that's good. It'll help.
I'm going to give an analogy. You know, I belong to Knife Rights, which is like the NRA for edged weapons. I belong to the NRA, which is a Second Amendment and civil rights organization. And I also belong to Cigar Rights of America. A lot of people don't know about this organization, but we're always fighting anti-cigar lobbying and taxes and stuff. And the majority of us cigar smokers, we don't buy our cigars from New Jersey because New Jersey has about a 40% tax on cigars.
You were saying it's in dollars, right?
So 40%. So if you buy a $100 box of cigars in New Jersey, it's only 60 in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my
goodness. That's a big difference. So subsequently, right over the border in Pennsylvania of 78 and 80 are the largest cigar wholesalers.
I was just
wholesalers.
Making a note here to open a place.
Correct. And we drive there and we buy our cigars, or we also use the mail order loophole where we order cigars and we bring them in state.
It's like the gun show loophole?
Correct. What it does is it pushes commerce, it pushes retail business, it pushes manufacturing out of the state because of our taxes. Now, Senator Richard Cody just introduced an additional tax on cigars.
He was our pro tem governor.
During McGreevy's gatum.
Yes.
Check this out. On top of the 40% tax, $2.70 per cigar tax.
On top of the 40%.
Yeah, so what you're going to do is you're not going to raise revenue. You're going to shut every small cigar retailer down. Because everyone will drive to Pennsylvania because every 10 cigars is an additional $27 you save plus the 40% tax.
There's your gas.
Why would you even buy anything? So what you're not going to raise revenue. You're going to kill commerce and business.
We have now classic Saul Alinsky tactics, don't we?
Correct.
This is just what it is.
Correct. Now, the other
thing
is
socialism run amok.
You guys live in Jersey City. You work. Do you have kids?
No.
Double income, no kids. Okay. They're proposing now to fix New Jersey's financial woes.
You know, Mrs. Engel, you can talk.
She said no. they're proposing.
No.
She said no. And whatever a woman says is correct.
That's correct.
They're proposing a millionaire tax in New Jersey to fix all the woes. But for you people listening, the definition of millionaire tax is a combined gross income of $225,000 or more.
Ah.
That's not millionaires if you live in New Jersey. That's survival.
That's a shopkeeper.
Okay?
Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly right.
So this is another thing they're doing. And
it's a reasonably nice patio.
They're further going to push businesses out of this state by thinking that they can tax ourselves into prosperity.
Right.
Winston Churchill says anyone that thinks they can tax themselves into prosperity is like standing in a bucket and pulling yourself up by the handles. Okay, it's not going to happen.
It's great visual.
Now, while we're talking about the financial stuff, this has been all over the news last week. Our Attorney General Eric Holder, what they're doing is now they're classifying guys like me that own a gun range and gun businesses as risk.
Yeah, you're in the same category as a porno shop and a medical marijuana dispensary
and a methamphetamine lab.
Oh yes, that's
okay.
True,
not methamphetamine. I'm sorry, methadone clinic.
Methadone clinic.
We're in the same category now. So what happens now if I want to expand this business, which I do, when I go to banks, I will pay a higher rate or a higher tax or a higher penalty,
a very high,
or they will refuse me the business because I'm in the dirty business of guns. This is a great way. This
super
is super
high risk. Yes, absolutely.
Correct. This is a great way to curtail the firearms without actually banning the guns. Just make it harder for us to get them.
And more expensive.
Yes. Oh, that's exactly what they want, though.
Yeah.
So this is really disheartening, but here we go again. Oh, and I want to call out Lou Greenwald as a liar again too when we come back.
Again?
And Simon, you will get to talk. Don't worry, you're jumping in fine. Lynn, slap him.
When we come back, we are going to be talking about what's going on in Jersey City. See you in a bit. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knapp has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knapp on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappin.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORF. CHIRO.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Check out his book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. His Facebook page is Waldorf Chiropractic, and his website is WaldorfChiro.com. If you live within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, go in and see Dr. Eric. Mention Gun for Hire Radio, a strong Second Amendment advocate, a strong supporter, and we need to keep those people on the up and up because they help write the checks to pay for this show. It's very, very important. The other thing is I want to thank Rob Morse from the Polite Podcast, the Polite Gun Society, Polite Society Podcast. He had me on another one of his shows. I also want to thank Mark and Mary Coverdale Cox from Arizona Gun Talk, azguntalk.com. They sent me a bunch of swag, T-shirts, posters, stickers, magnets, and everything.
Nice.
It was really cool. Thank you so much. And check them out when you get a chance, listeners. Okay, I want to call Assemblyman Greenwald a liar because when he had the Newtown family up there, after they passed the 10-round mag, we will be given an 180-day grace period to have our magazine exchange program. He mentioned it again, but there's no funding for a magazine exchange program.
Well, what do you exchange it for?
So these people, he's an idiot, okay? Oh. Lou Greenwald, Assemblyman Lou Greenwald, is an idiot and
in
a
your
liar.
Opinion.
In my opinion.
Yes.
I have to say that for legal purposes?
In your opinion.
Okay, in
it's
my
just
opinion,
your opinion.
Because he keeps saying there's going to be a magazine exchange. Where is this magazine exchange? Are we going to do it where we do the heroin needle exchange?
Yeah,
same place?
Why not? Same place.
Where we're going to go down and change our mags? It's called post el facto. You see, Assemblyman Greenwald, criminals follow laws the way our progressive politicians follow the Constitution.
Ooh, I like that.
They don't. Okay?
I'm writing it
so
down.
Let's remember that. Okay?
That was very good.
Okay, Simon.
Criminals, every now and then, his synapses close, right?
So
yeah, he's just amazing. Every now and then, the drool stops, and boom, he becomes lucid. That was very good. Don't light that cigar.
Okay. Simon's a resident of Jersey City. Are you a felon?
No, I'm not.
Law-abiding citizen?
Yes, I am.
Pay your taxes?
Yeah.
cross at the green, not in between?
Yep.
Most times, liar. I got him on the one. I could tell.
He lives in Jersey City.
He had
just have to run a little faster.
Have to run fast. Exactly, right. Why do you have to wait for green?
So share with us your story of how you were treated like a felon.
Well, I waited and waited and waited after I had applied, and my boss came to me where I was working at the time and said, "Simon, what's this letter?" I said, "What do you mean, what's this letter?" And it was a letter from Jersey City asking him to give me a reference. And that's not legal. And you can't just contact people's employers.
They're supposed to verify employment is the way the code is written.
And they wanted him to give me a reference.
And wait a minute now. So why is the code – this is the 2C code is written to verify employment?
Yes. Verify employment is all.
So if you are unemployed – you can't
put
a firearm?
No, you can put unemployed. I'm self-employed. I put gun for hire. They call me and I verify that I'm
that you
work for yourself.
But they do it just to have it in the folder. So they're only supposed to verify employment, which is nice because if Simon, like his boss, is let's say he's anti-gun, his boss could say, "Simon, why are they verifying your employment?" "Well, I'm volunteering to help with the scouts or a softball team or whatever, and they need to do a background check." So you don't even have to bring a gun issue into it. But that's not what they did, right?
No, it said firearms permit office on the letter.
Okay.
Oh.
They're really only supposed to do it with a phone call. They're supposed to call and say, "Does Simon Engel work here?" "Yes, thank you." "Okay. Is he employed in good standing?" They can even say that, like he's not going to get laid off tomorrow, and then hang up the phone. That's it.
And what would it matter if he was going to get laid off the next day?
I mean, what does that have to do? Change if it you to were unemployed. If he writes unemployed so that they don't call and verify and they find that he's working, he just perjured himself and they're going to deny it.
Yeah.
Now it'll cost them $10,000 in legal fees to get it back.
But to here I go. You're sitting too close to me.
He's ignorant.
To execute a constitutional right.
Yes.
Okay. If I were to go to a bookstore, would they have to verify my employment? Or if I would go to the library to check out a book? Suppose I want to go to check out a book on the Muppets.
Correct.
I would have to have my employment verified?
Or just trying to make sure that you're not lying on that permit anywhere, or trying to see that you're lying on that permit.
Oh, I see. That's what it is. Ah, so we only have really nine. This is New Jersey where there's only 9 items on the Bill of Rights.
All right, so they sent the letter, and your boss wasn't happy.
No, he called me out on it in front of everybody that I worked with.
Like embarrassing.
Like trying to embarrass me, but I was like, okay, yeah. I'm applying for
a handgun. I want a gun.
Permit.
Come in here and blow.
Oh, now it's getting bad.
Now it's getting,
And that's how these liberals view it.
Of course.
And
well, let's call them progressives.
We say progressives.
We'll say what they are because the progressive movement is both Republican and Democrat. It started with, and I'm going to get crap again, so go ahead, send it in, with your hero.
Not my hero.
No, not your hero. No, with the most of many of our listeners' hero, good old Teddy Roosevelt. It started there in one of the biggest land grabs known to mankind, which is why the Bull Moose Party was really started. And then it was made famous by guys like Woodrow Wilson and FDR.
So Simon, so your boss wouldn't sign the letter?
He wouldn't sign the letter.
Is he still your boss?
He is not. I'm now freelance.
Okay.
And they my boss.
He's now your boss. Really?
And they had to put that on when I applied for more handgun permits to get more handguns. You have to fill that out again.
Yes.
And they said, "Oh, now you're freelance." And nothing. I was never contacted about that to verify
they didn't call
that
you.
I was freelance.
My town called me. I gave my cell phone, employer, gun for hire, my cell phone. The sergeant called me. He said, "Anthony Clinger, yes, we're verifying your employment." "Yes, I'm still employed."
"Yeah, I'm still here."
"Thank you."
Yeah.
So when I went to pick up my permits, I'm like, "Sarge, why?" He goes, "I got to have it in a folder. The call was made on this date. They could always go back and check the phone records to see if I call. It's just a cover your ass thing." I said, "Okay, whatever. I just think it's comical."
Yeah.
So go ahead. So you got your permits, but it took months.
Well, it took 4 months, and then I called and they said, "Oh, well, the sergeant wants to know why you want 3 permits."
But it's business. Said,
"Because that's the legal limit that I'm allowed to apply for in Jersey City." Said, "Oh, okay." And then I waited another month and I called and I said, "Okay, your permits are ready now." And I got the 3 permits.
But you called to see if they were ready.
Yeah,
you didn't call.
And I'll
get to
that.
You'd still be in a loop flying around
their
traffic
on somebody's
control.
Desk. So then a couple years later, I called and or I went and applied for more permits, and I put freelancer down because I'm a freelancer. And I waited and waited and waited. And then I called and they said, oh, it looks like you're missing some paperwork. I was like, no, I don't think I'm missing any paperwork. She said, hold on 1 second. And she this went back and forth like three times. And she says, oh, no, it's just sitting on my desk here. I'll get it to the Sarge.
Like, nice. But if you didn't call the prompt,
yeah,
let me
call
dust
and,
it off
yeah,
here and I'll get it over to the Sarge.
I want to talk more about
back.
This when we come back.
Absolutely. My blood is boiling.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. We're talking about like a timeshare, fractional renting of office space, extremely professional, starting at $59 a month with no long contract to sign into. So if you want to get out of your mom's basement or you want to get out of the garage and you want to stop meeting clients at the library or the Starbucks,
I do that
and
all
you
the
want
time.
To look professional and you want your environment to grow as your business grows professionally, MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. Please check them out. Stop by there, look at the facility, say hi to Luna for me.
Luna
You'll
is
love it there.
Ron's dog.
Sousa Schnauzer.
Schnauzer.
She's cute.
She is cute.
So Simon, so you continue your story, please. Missing paperwork guy.
Yeah, so they found the paperwork and put it on his desk, and I waited another couple months. No one called. No one sent me a letter to say that my permits were ready. So then I called him again on a Wednesday, because you can only go there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I believe it is.
Correct.
They're not open 5 days a week.
You're kidding me.
And they...
just gets better and better.
Yeah. Oh, and only, you know, like before 3:30, because I got to get home early.
Of course, yes.
When you got your permits, were they dated the day or
No, they were not dated the day. They were dated about 30 days earlier.
So you only had 60 days
on.
So
now I only have 60 days.
So for one of the permits is now valid.
One is
invalid. That's great.
Isn't that idiotic? That happens all the time.
And since there's a gun shortage, by the time you go to the gun store to order,
I'll
be in 90 days.
And here's the problem is, and this is why people get so frustrated, is because law-abiding citizens being treated like run-of-the-mill criminals, where criminals are being treated better.
Much better.
Okay? It's like our vets are treated worse than criminals.
If you are an illegal immigrant who has committed rape or some other violent offense, 68,000 of you have just been released onto the streets of America.
Correct.
Like, but we have a decorated Marine veteran who's
in Mexico
sitting in jail because he made a wrong frigging turn and wound up on the border crossing where you can't get off.
So the police department, the permit divisions in these big towns, small towns, rather than treat him with respect, they just treat him like shit.
Right.
And this ties into, and we're not done with you, Simon, but like Operation Strike Force with ANJRPC is we've been compiling for about 2 or 3 months now all of the towns, Jersey City being one of the top ones. And what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, we're going to start taking legal action soon. I can't really get too much into detail with it, but all the data has been compiled by Scott Bach and everything. And really what it is, Simon, you've heard it on our show, it's official misconduct / official malfeasance. So the permit officer in Jersey City is facing 3 years in prison if found guilty
personally.
Of malfeasance.
Yes, personally.
And the chief, 9 years for allowing it to happen.
Yeah, under his.
And they're going to be getting letters for that. And we don't have to worry about paying for it because it's civil. All we have to do is alert the prosecutor in the county, and the prosecutor has to decide to pursue it or not. And if he doesn't pursue it, he'll get in trouble because it's a blatant disregard for the law.
Would you remind me later to check that list for my town?
Okay, your town's probably on that list.
I'm sure
it is.
Yeah.
You can't. But some
they
of
have
these
their
towns,
own photo booth.
You know, you've heard on the show, Passaic and a few other towns, it's one gun a year. You're only allowed one gun a year. The saga continues. What else, Simon? Anything else?
No, I think that's all. I mean, I finally got my permits, and now at that point I only had two that I could use because you can only use one every 30 days.
Forget about trying to get an extension.
Yeah.
By the time they called them, it would have expired anyway.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
And then I had to figure out how to get the gun I wanted because there aren't any guns
to be had.
To be had. Yeah.
Now, do you realize the way the permit office works and the way the post office works is the same healthcare is going to be working by the time you guys are Sandy and I's age, right? You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the biggest problem is that if you were to take a look at that, you just hit my hot button. If you were to take a look at the VA system, that's exactly what I've been complaining about VA care for years. And I know, let's just say I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to that. You're dealing now, this is Obamacare light.
Yes.
You're getting a good picture of what general health care is going to be like. It's single payer, forced into lines. Nobody gives a crap. There are guys, how we treat our veterans is disgusting.
Yes.
It's a shame. If you look inside, even the equipment in that, and we're spending the money, but they're not getting the care. Okay, off the soapbox.
I'm going to, you know, so this is a law-abiding citizen telling his story, how he's treated like a criminal. Now I'm going to tell you something that's going to totally disgust you. In the state of New Jersey, our catch and release system. Did you guys know that right before Christmas, the Short Hills Mall carjacking, when they killed the gentleman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet you a lot of our listeners who are enraged by stuff like this, I bet you don't know two of them are out on bail.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. The shooter, look, Lynn is like, what? They walk amongst us. The shooter is still in jail because there was no bail. The passenger in the car is still in jail because he had about 16 other charges against him, other cases he's waiting for. The accomplice. And the other two accomplices, they got out. Their bail was reduced from $500,000 to $50,000, and they posted $5,000 apiece, and they're out.
On a stolen MasterCard.
Yes, on a murder charge, okay?
That's great.
So this is how it works. So for you listeners out there.
But we need a 10 freaking round magazine.
Yeah, correct.
Because, all right.
So what happens is while Greenwald and Weinberg and Sweeney are keeping us focused on 10 round mags and the Newtown parents, the criminals are out on the streets, catch and release,
right.
You know, repeat over and over again our revolving door criminal justice system. And it's funny because now they want to introduce bills for bail reform. Okay, what about criminal? What about criminal reform?
We got to bring back the shitbag okay? later. Is what we
seriously,
gotta do.
Seriously? What about criminal reform? So for you people listening, tell your friends and family who are progressive, socialist, liberal, whatever you want to call it, progressive. Tell them that the two of the four guys are back out on the street, and of course, what? They're probably like in dental school or something right now, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, sure.
You know, while awaiting trial.
Hey, while they're not robbing and raping and pillaging, they're the best SOBs on the block.
So you should. I would like all our listeners who are listening over this Memorial Day weekend, and respect to our vets and our fallen soldiers over the years for Memorial Day weekend, when you're at those barbecues and down the shore, mention to your friends and family, did you know that two of the Short Hills shooters are out on bail, and see what their response is and how happy they are with our progressive Democrats running the show.
Yeah, the media really let everybody know that they're out on bail.
Nope, the media won't let you know because the media is part of the Fourth Estate.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
In the spring of 480 BC, King Xerxes, along with a legendary force of 1 million Persian warriors, assembled in Syria and Iraq and began their march toward Athens. The massive force met little resistance until they reached Thermopylae. There, a small contingent of Spartan warriors, led by King Leonidas, took their stand. Xerxes demanded that the Greeks surrender and turn over their legendary gun. Leonidas sent back his reply, "Molan labe, come and take it." A call of defiance that lives on to this day in the heart of every freedom-loving gun owner, standing defiantly in the path of an overwhelming force that would seek to strip us of our liberties and deny us of our God-given right to protect ourselves and our families. And thanks to a partnership between Gun for Hire Radio and the folks at Kick-Ass Custom Tees right here in New Jersey, you can now express your steadfastness and stand in defiant unity with us, wearing your own custom-made limited edition Gun for Hire Radio Moulin Labe I Will Not Comply t-shirt. You know, studies show that t-shirts are one of the best ways to get any message out to the public, since the average t-shirt is seen by over 350 people each and every day it's worn. And that number jumps into the thousands when it's worn to something like a sporting event. The quality of these handcrafted limited edition shirts is superb, and the cost is just $29. And the proceeds of each and every shirt helps to defray the cost of bringing this program to you each and every week. Won't you help support us and stand strong with us in the face of overwhelming resistance? Shirts are available both in men and women's sizes, from sizes small to 5X Fat Bastard. You can order yours online by following the link at gunforhireradio.com. Or by stopping by the beautiful Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range right here in Woodland Park, New Jersey. So come on and join us. Take a stand, make a statement, and let's have some fun doing it.
Can you, next time bring cotton vegetables to throw it.
Oh, I can do that.
You guys need to be here during the breaks.
I know, yes.
We need to bring rotten fruit to throw at Sandy. Lynn's bringing tomatoes and squash.
The light voice intern?
Yes, yes. You
can. Right? Nice.
Absolutely.
I'll answer your phone.
Got a young girl here, and she's walking the streets, going to work and stuff, and these shitbags are walking the street amongst us. We just keep catching them and releasing them. It's disgusting. It is a travesty of injustice. Okay? It's horrible. It is. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
So I want to talk a little bit about a couple other things. A little bit of a learning segment. I got a ton of letters, but a learning
Did
segment.
You have another Red Bull?
No, we just found this out. Your keys. We talk all the time about when you go park valet park or something, or you go to a car wash, Lynn, or you go for an oil change, you only give them your car key. You never give them your house keys. You should
I
have
should
a split.
Probably change that.
Right? I'm learning her right now. You got to have a split key ring. Okay. No, you got to give them a split key ring because they used to use what they do, like the Short Hills Mall. They caught guys. They would use a copy machine in a van. They would copy all your house keys and then write your address down from your insurance card or registration. Now they'd have an envelope with your house keys. New technology, Sandy. You can take a picture of keys, download it, and there's a couple of sites where you mail the pictures and they cut the keys for you.
Are you serious? That's great.
Honest to God, new technology. It's unbelievable. Now, what they did was I watched an Eyewitness News thing. There was a bus driver having lunch, and they went up behind him with an iPad, and they took a picture of his key ring, okay? Then they talked to him afterwards, and they sent the file, the picture, the photo, to this key company. When it came back, they gave it to him, and it fit. The keys, the keys fit the lock that they took the pictures of. All right, so Lynn, I could have your keys for a minute. Take a picture with my iPhone. Now I can get into your apartment or your house.
Well, luckily my two Jack Russells are more ferocious than I planned on them being.
I like that. But what you always want to do is a split key ring, so that when you give valet any type of service on your car dealer or whatever, the only thing they should get is the car key. You just buy 99 cent, a little split, or a carabiner, so your keys are on that.
Right.
Never give them your home or work keys or anything else, because it's
two
easy.
Sets to dig through my purse for.
Oh, of
but
course.
But you should keep them clipped together all the time.
Yes, of course.
So it's amazing how this stuff keeps coming up, and the technology goes on and on and on, and people can just get into your house. I mean, I have bump keys. Bump keys are a couple of bucks on Amazon.com. You just push them into the cylinder, and you bump, and it opens the lock right up. I mean,
well,
it takes
you don't have them because
they're legal to own.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're legal to own.
Not,
I can't use them in active commission
of a locksmith or anything like that in the state of New Jersey, right?
Well, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. So you know a guy who's got them in Pennsylvania.
You know what? Come and get
maybe.
Them. So come and get them. Really, anybody listening wants
to
come and get
list,
them. I'm
we have
fed
to list
up.
All the things.
I'm
this
fed
is
up.
Wonderful.
I'm fed up with this state.
I have to get a mobile unit to do from Trenton State Penitentiary.
But here's this is a young couple here, right? So they both work. You work over 40 hours a week, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
They work a ton of, but you know, pay their taxes, contribute to society, and this is their anointment into this state is to be treated like criminals and break your spirit, right? Like, if you guys could get the hell out of the New York metro area, you would, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Lynn?
125%, yes.
See? I mean, really. So this is what we do.
I'm still struggling with the word anointment, but go ahead.
Nice. Let's tax everything. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just
tax everything.
Them.
Tax the million. Put taxes on roads. If you get in here, I don't know if you... Do you guys own a home?
Yes.
Okay, so you can't sell it, because if you do leave, then they're going to tax you for leaving the state.
Right. Yes.
So that's nice. Good. That's how we keep people
now,
in.
Now, does that tax apply if it burns to the ground by accident?
I believe it does, yeah. If you leave the state after it burns to the ground, I believe they do tax you.
What if a storm picked it up?
If a storm, like Hurricane Sandy, that they got money for and never did shit about?
Yeah, well,
that like that storm?
Oh, that one.
Oh.
Did you see Christie toured the shore yesterday to increase business? He didn't have any fist fights, though. Which was good.
Is that what that noise was? I was wondering.
So I got some letters, and you guys please chime in anytime. Stephen Kelly wrote me a very lengthy one.
Thank
I'm
God
just
going to
say
name.
That he's a gold. I'm not doing hard ones anymore. Okay. He's a gold. Now, so change your name.
Just change your name.
Okay. My name is Stephen Kelly, and I'm a gold member at your range and listener to your radio show. The Chasing New Jersey spots have been doing really great, and finally some good balanced reporting on gun owners and trying to disprove the stereotypes as many people have of us. It's really great.
Did they come in again?
They came in again. Yeah, they did another segment. When the assembly passed, they ran some stock footage. They did. NJTV was here the other day. It's been some good press, you know. And he says it's obvious that the one blonde on the show is anti-gun, but they have to show some.
Yeah, there has
to
be. She may or may not
be.
As a producer, you got to get.
You know, but
there
always has to be somebody. And he's taken the Knappen Law Seminar here. He's personally had Bill Fearon come to his house. You know, we do home invasion audits. Our state trooper comes to your house and goes through the whole place and writes up a list of things that you should do to prepare, to harden your home or whatever. We do a lot of those.
He told me to dig a moat. I did after my home invasion, so I have a moat.
Barbed wire.
Ooh, I want to do that around my apartment.
Nice. With alligators.
With alligators.
And then he wrote, I believe it was Sandy that said on last week's show, that it's not just getting people on our side, but if we can make someone neutral. That was my line, by the way, Steve. So I really shouldn't have read your letter. But I'm being nice, okay? But it's the truth, okay? People fear things they don't understand.
It's just so rare you say anything cohesive.
But Simon, like your boss, I bet you your ex-boss, if you had brought him to the range and he saw that we weren't all swamp people and he saw that it was
you know, that's Anthony.
Yes. If he saw that, you know, the stereotypes were broken, you don't look like you belong on Duck Dynasty, Lynn. Okay.
I could.
Okay, but she doesn't look like it. So, you know, we need to bring people in, and because people fear things they don't understand,
right.
And maybe if she learned more and received some gun knowledge. And I invited the entire Chasing New Jersey crew here, and Rohan and
to
those
shoot,
guys
no.
are.
Did they shoot?
No, not yet. They're trying to get a time where they can all. Everybody's coming. Producers, cameraman, sound. I invited everybody. I don't care if there's 100 of them, because anything we can further our to do to further our cause and get them to think
a
the way
education.
We do. Correct.
Do you remember when ABC National came in and there? It was the best scene I've ever seen because the producer, we weren't sure of ABC National, what their agenda was, and their cameraman and sound man were like so super gun guys. They're like, "Oh shit, can I touch that? Can I?"
Yep.
Because he had everything all over his walls, and it was just she just kind of like. Took a back seat.
Probably
to everything
commuted
else.
From Pennsylvania so he could actually own some firearms.
Yeah.
You know what? This one's from Daniel Carmona in Philadelphia, and I'm sorry what's happening to you in Pennsylvania, too, with the Attorney General Kane.
Well, maybe you guys need to pick up the phone and start calling.
Yeah.
Your state attorney general, who is completely anti-freedom and is trying to find every loophole possible to stop you folks out there from exercising your free rights and our free rights.
I said to Bill Anderson, Chasing New Jersey, who wants to be on the show, by the way. I told him that we're not like the Duck Dynasty people and, you know, it's a average America. He quoted me word for word. He didn't give me credit for it, but which is
TV
fine.
Too.
That's a win.
Yeah.
So listen to this one from Daniel Carmona. He obviously listens to the show. He wrote, "So Turkey Neck Weinberg just came out on NJ.com saying that she would repeal the smart gun law if the NRA agrees to stop opposing the retail rollout of smart guns." First of all, listeners, the NRA is not opposing the rollout of smart guns. Tell me when the break is, Sandy.
It's coming up in a couple of seconds.
But I don't know how to do this.
Here, watch this. When we come back, we're going to be talking a lot more about smart guns. Kind of like that.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And I'm back discussing Daniel Carmona's letter about Turkey Neck Weinberg. And Daniel, you're right. Maybe I am wrong.
In your opinion.
But I thought there was only opposition to a company selling this technology because of the New Jersey smart gun law from 2002. I don't see the NRA putting up a fight if there is no longer a law in the books. They're not. Weinberg made this whole thing up. okay? Weinberg made the whole thing up. It's a bunch of bullshit. You're right. It is a free market society. We're just talking about it offline. I said to Lynn, I said, if she had a smart gun, I could hack into the system and disable it and now break into her house. And when she goes to shoot me with her smart gun, it's going to be a dumb gun, okay? Right, right. Because technology can be overridden. Yep. Let's face it. So this is just a most farce ridiculous. On Weinberg's part.
It's just this whole smart gun technology stuff is just the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen in my life. None of it makes any sense. None of their proposals to solve crime, which they really don't want to solve crime. It's really about controlling, because it's not guns that they hate, right? It's
correct.
Us that they hate.
Yeah. Correct.
You know, they don't want us to be.
You know, Bob Keller wrote, he's another listener, he's been here before, there's unintended consequences. They're going to make us all instant felons,
exactly.
Which is great for them. Yeah. We're going to have a million people that you can hold that shit over. And you want to know something? The Short Hills Mall, two of them are out. I wouldn't be out if I got locked up for a high-capacity magazine, 15-round high-capacity,
Brian
which
Aiken
is bullshit.
Would still be cooling his
seven
ass off.
7 months in prison.
Yeah, 7 months in prison visiting his mother.
You know, 7 months in prison. Another one is from Javier. He wrote, I was listening to Gunfire Radio 155 on my way home, and I'm glad you mentioned the Paramus home invasion, and sorry, Lynn, but the pussification of America. A few days ago, I had a discussion with a mother of two children regarding the Paramus home invasion. She stated that the old man was lucky that he did not have a gun, as the situation could have ended much worse if the shitbags took his firearm and used it against him.
Oh, that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens.
Criminals would be dead.
Correct.
They kick the door in. He go, oh, goodness, would you like a gun to shoot me? I have one in my closet if you'd
like. But listen to this. I'm not done. Lynn, tell me how you think about this. She went on to say it would have been better to allow the home invaders to tie you and your family up and let them take whatever belongings they want as long as they didn't hurt you. Okay.
Oh, and please. You say pretty please.
Yes, I would.
And would you promise not to hurt me if you can tie me up?
Yeah. First choice, definitely.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
He wrote, maybe it's me, but if someone breaks into your home, ties you up and your family, just how well can the situation end? I ended the conversation by stating that she is entitled to make that choice for her and her family. However, she has zero right to make that choice for anyone else and their families. Okay? Again, there's that progressive stuff. It's good for me, but not for thee.
Yes, yes.
Hav, I want to tell you what, Javier, that's a great point. This is what's happening in our country now. Just let them take whatever they want as long as they don't hurt us.
As long as they don't hurt
us.
Please just don't hurt me. You break into my house right now, I'll put you on record. You're going to understand the phrase cordite enema.
You know, Rich Wagoner in Colorado, you better call our governor also and help us out, because you've been going through a lot in Colorado also. He wrote that, what would be acceptable casual rate for LEOs when they go to confiscate guns, given the East Coast history of rejection of confiscation, Lexington and Concord, to name a few.
Yeah, I don't even...
I hope it doesn't get to that point, but it's going to.
Yeah.
You know, one of these fringe guys, they're going to go to some fringe guy's house to take his guns, and something's going to go bad. Something's going to fall off a bookcase that sounds like a gunshot, and someone's going to draw a gun.
And this is a problem.
It's bound to happen.
It's a problem.
It's bound to happen.
You know, we need to. This is why it's important that I think right now we need to start educating the people that we know, the same people that we are, need to go out and educate the other people who are around us to let them know, yes, I am a gun owner. I'm a responsible gun owner. This is what it means. This is why I own a gun. Number one, it's a lot of fun to shoot.
You guys are here to shoot today, too?
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, have you been here before?
Once, yeah.
Oh, cool. That's great. You
I'm
like
way
the place?
Better than Simon.
Well, women shoot better than men.
Always.
But
you like
my place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. I know you guys like to shoot outside too, though.
Yeah.
So do I. But it's convenient.
It's hard in the city.
Here's another listener from Delaware. Sandy started this one. His name is Steve Miller. I can pronounce that.
Like
Anthony,
the Steve Miller Band?
Yes.
They
I have
just
been
went
following
right over their
your
heads.
Show from
no,
the beginning
no.
and supported your run to become an NRA board member. Thank you, Steve. I was listening to episode 155 where you and Sandy were talking about a potential road trip to the Christiana Mall. I'm a Delaware resident and would love to meet you up with you and Sandy if you decide to make the road trip. Everybody, listen. Sandy
will you
and
buy
I are
us
announce,
shit, Steve?
You're going to buy us shit? That's nice. Sandy and I are going to announce when we're going to Delaware. We're going to go down to the mall and we're going to go shopping, and we'll meet up with any Gun for Hire listeners from South Jersey, Delaware, et cetera, and we'll let you know about it, Steve. He wrote, the new Cabela's is nice, but it's half the size of the Hamburg location. Delaware is one of the strangest and probably most understood CCW states. Could fill you in on that if you're interested. We live in such a weird state here where the perception is Delaware is non-permissive, but we have it better than many gun-friendly states.
They really do.
What is most concerning is that with the current elected officials, Delaware could easily become the next Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, or Maryland on the East Coast, okay?
Well, they're sandwiched in between them.
And I want to thank Steve also. He said, P.S., a letter is going to Christie in the mail tomorrow against the Meg ban.
Thank you
for that.
Please, guys, out there, really, please. We need that. We need letters. We need emails. We need telephone calls from everybody.
So now you guys, if you have your Utah or Florida carry permit, you could drive the turnpike down to Delaware, put your guns on as soon as you get to Delaware, go shopping in the malls, eat there. There's no sales tax in Delaware.
Nope.
So you could save money, have fun, and protect yourself. You used to be able to go to PA. You can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in New Jersey. In New Jersey, what do? Let them have whatever they want. They won't
just
hurt you.
They don't hurt you. And the same thing in New York, too.
Sign me up and we'll all be good.
Yeah. Now, what I want to say is we teach all kinds of defense classes here, from refuse to be a victim and everything. Never let anyone take you to a secondary location.
Never
let anyone tie you up. At all costs, you fight and kick and scream until the end. Better to die fighting than to give in. If I put a gun to Lynn's head and said, come with me, I won't hurt you, she has to do everything in her power to break and run, screaming in a safe direction. Because once I get her there, I can do anything I want to her.
Statistics show this. You're not just talking. This is not, I want to make this very clear to everybody. This is not opinion. This is
no,
conjecture.
Statistic.
This is statistics.
Statistic.
You've been doing this for 30 years.
Your survival rate of breaking and running is almost 97%. Your survival rate being brought to a secondary location is almost zero. Okay? Because once I get you where I can do anything I want to you, all bets are off. Come with me. I won't hurt you. That's bullshit. You know, listen, what are the odds of me hitting you, shooting at you or something as you're running away?
Exactly.
It's almost none. And it wasn't intended to do that anyway if I'm a rapist or whatever.
Right.
Her and I are going to, she's going to scratch me, scream, and run. You go. Listen, leave your purse behind. If I'm a junkie, I'll take her purse and her money and her iPhone or whatever she's got. But this is such a sheep mentality.
Never submit to that.
Sheep mentality that we have today. It's really horrible when you think about it.
Well, we're getting just like the UK. And in the UK, this is the same thing. They've literally rolled over right now. And the mentality of what happens is from generation to generation, it gets worse and worse to the point that I've got friends who are there. And I recall, remember one last year we reported about this on the show, where people sat and watched a man drown to death because they phoned the 999, and by the time the people showed up and put up their little tent and got on their Tyvek suits, the guy was dead.
Yep.
And he had an epileptic fit, but everybody has trained themselves, like in New York, not to get involved, to let the, quote, authorities take care of this. We are the authorities in this country, and we left England for a freaking reason.
Correct.
Because they suck, in my
you
know,
you
can't
it better be in your opinion.
You know, Simon, you can't wear that knife in New York. Absolutely. You know that, right? It has to be stuck in your pocket.
Yeah. I have to conceal it when I go to the city. I've gotten a ticket before for that.
Really? Mm-hmm. You got a ticket for the knife?
And they took the knife.
Yeah, they kept it.
They kept it.
They turned a cheap-ass knife.
Turned it over
in.
To their kids.
See, that's why I carry a cheap-ass knife and not a decent knife.
This is what I do. When I'm in New York, I just keep this hanging out of my pocket, and the knife is attached to it.
Nice.
In New Jersey, I have a clip, but in New York, it's a little... little string. What I have is I have a lanyard bead shaped like a gun cylinder tied with a pair. Lynn, would you hold out any fingerprints on it? Thank you. If you could put some on the blade too, that'd be great.
That'd be
Thank
fine.
You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very good. No problem. Yeah, it's very
She
good.
Just wiped it off on her shirt and handed it back to me.
There you go.
She had
very
Simon hold it now.
Yeah. I'm always going to throw him
on Here, honey, could you hold this
Come
for
on.
Me?
Here.
Yeah.
So, see, this is what we live under in New Jersey. We live under this stupid crappy laws. New York is even worse. Yeah. How much was the ticket in New York?
I actually fought the ticket and it got thrown out. But the best part was I had a knife in my backpack, and they didn't see it when I went through the
metal detectors. Into the police headquarters?
Well, not into
the,
like...
To the court?
To court system, yeah. And I said, so what kind of knife was it? And I was like this one. And he's like, put that away.
so you're really like me. You like to make waves too, then.
Oh, yeah.
Because he brought a knife with him to court to
go fight
a knife charge.
I was going to work.
You carry it for work.
I carry it for work every day for work.
I should, you know, my wife that I told everybody listening here about my wife who walked into... a court building with a stun gun in New Jersey, which is completely illegal. And and thank God the county cops are right there. It was a county courthouse. And they're like, you can't have this. She goes, but my husband gave me that. Okay, that's nice. That's yeah. very good.
You guys know in the UK, you can't have a knife with a point. Knives have to have blunt end, even kitchen knives and everything.
I bet that
in the
feels
UK.
Really good when it goes in, yes. the blunt end.
You can't have a pointy knife
push
in the
and
UK.
Twist. Yeah.
If you went to J.A. Henkel's and to buy a nice set of German knives in the UK... Right. Can't not allowed. No pointy. Yeah, no, no. You have to have blunt.
And that goes down to even a nail clipper.
Okay.
I was arrested
nail clippers
for having a nail
too.
Clipper.
I guess
because
I won't
that
bring
little
my knife
file
with me
that's got a
time
point on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is how we live, and that's what they're trying to bring. All the progressive movement is coming to this country, as well as Sharia law, by the way.
Sharia law has already coming. Been, you know,
well,
you,
yeah.
you already have
the
now
Home
that,
Depots
yes,
and everything are all
sure.
allowing. You yeah. know, there's still women fighting they want to wear full burqa for the driver's license picture. There's like six lawsuits in the country right now.
There's no problem I see with that at all. You know, I mean, for identification purposes,
full burka,
full burka, yeah. you know, head to toe.
Totally
it's like trying to, it's like a lineup in Lancaster County, you know.
With
I
the
can,
Amish?
I can describe the guy. He was driving a horse. He had this big hat and suspenders and a white shirt.
And a beard.
But I demand the lineup. I want to see these guys.
So I kind of forgot to talk about this a little bit, but the Million Moms... And Ceasefire New York PA, which is not New Jersey, by the way, they're
yeah.
they're pushing, they're telling Attorney General to enact a smart gun ban now so that we can only buy that one gun from Germany, Aramatex, that you have to wear the watch or the ring or the whatever it is. And we'll have 3 years to get rid of all of our guns in the state of New Jersey. I also heard there was a thing going on in Bergen County last Sunday, and Ceasefire New York was there, Nicola Boncour. It's actually Ceasefire New Jersey, but she lives in a city. And she was pissed because when I was down at the Senate, I was tweeting pictures of them and making fun of them and stuff. So she's highly offended by me. She follows me on Twitter.
Dude, but, on, who's
but,
not
but guess what she
offended
said?
This, your mother is
this
highly woman, offended.
That's
by
true.
You.
Her, listen to this, though. Nicola Boncour, this is what she
sitting
said. This
oh, yeah.
is what she said to a few of the people. I think she goes, yeah, he was really rough with me and the Million Moms and the stuff he quoted. He was rude and obnoxious, but I heard he has a really nice range. That's what she said.
Are you serious?
I swear, that's what she said. I guess everybody saw that I have a nice place. I don't understand that. That's what she said.
From Ceasefire Check?
Yes. Oh, Nicola Boncour. Boncour. Yeah. Yeah, she lives in New York, and she's the director of Ceasefire New Jersey, and the assistant director, Crying Brian Miller, lives in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they stick their nose into New Jersey. Yeah,
yeah, and they're here. So she should stay in New York and
spreading
do her
their
thing.
Ilk.
And he should stay in PA and ruin PA even further.
Yeah,
sorry, PA.
Yeah.
But, man, do
dude,
something
what
with
him.
What
are you people doing out there? It used to be a free state
well,
where we could go
you know what happened? They
vacation
call,
and shit.
They call Stroudsburg area the sixth borough of New York because so many people, just like
yeah,
Mappin says
true.
About Taxachusetts,
yes.
what happened, these people created
moving.
This utopia in New York and they can't afford to live there anymore. So they moved to PA where it was cheaper with cheap taxes and stuff. And they brought their progressive views there, mm-hmm. and now yep. they're yep. turning PA from a red state to a purple state.
I have a cousin
yeah.
who lives there who bleeds blue. I can tell you that right now. I mean, this guy is probably one of the most progressive, and his whole family is like that, and that's where they move.
So what happens is you have Pennsylvania is a huge state, but you have this high
yes,
populated
correct,
area right
correct.
Over the border
yep.
and Philly, and they're going to ruin it for everybody, just like Camden and Newark and Trenton and Patterson and Passaic
have ruined
and
it for
Dover
New Jersey, yes.
have ruined it for everybody else in New Jersey because Cloward and Piven, we have over 51% of the people in New Jersey
are takers yep.
not makers.
Yep.
So if you were a taker, Lynn, why would you pass a law that was going to hurt you, right?
Correct.
So that's why you guys have to work double income, no
yeah.
kids, 80 hours a week.
Isn't that great?
Lynn,
welcome to America.
And what was his name again?
I don't know him.
Simon,
thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I just want to talk. All of our test drives are selling out, including our carry test drive. We have a belt test drive, belt-fed
wow.
guns. Our outdoor range is in Easton, PA. Classes are selling out on that if you're interested. If you want to build your own AR, build a bear with Jimmy 7 days a week. We built Cheyenne Roberts gun. Steel is here. You've mentioned it many times, and you know, getting ready for Steel. The dates are listed on the gun for hire calendar. And our clinics, our new clinics are selling out tremendously. These clinics are taught by real people for real-world urban defense. Come on down and fine-tune strong hand shooting, weak hand shooting, shooting to a barricade, shooting from cover, etc., etc. And again, a safe and happy Memorial Day for all of those who made this country free, that guys like Lynn and Simon are joining us to try to continue for it to be free.
And it is not about cookouts.
No. Honor your vets.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license to broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, beautiful Lynn, who thank you for decorating the studio, her husband Simon, who had the stones to come in here and talk about how he's being abused in Jersey City by the system, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please help support this show by buying an I Will Not Comply t-shirt. Follow the link at the Gun for Hire Radio website. From the Gun for Hire Radio studios in beautiful Woodland Park, New Jersey. See you next week, America. Season 3 in the can.